Hello, podcast friends. I'm Laura Adams, your host and personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate who's been producing this show since 2008. The mission here is very simple. It's to give you knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life. So before we get started, I want to take a moment just to say a few words about what's been going on with the stock market. There's been so much volatility and uncertainty going on. And my message here is don't focus on it. You can only focus on what you can control. Since drops in the stock market are natural and really completely unavoidable, you simply have to stay focused on what you can control with your own personal finances. So remember why you're investing in the first place, and that's to build wealth for long-term goals such as retirement. I know watching the markets go on a roller coaster ride can feel frightening, but taking extreme actions when your emotions are running high, like selling investments right when their value drops, is actually the opposite of what you are trying to achieve. What's happening in the short term only matters if you need to liquidate your investments or live on a portion of them in the short term. And that's why you should never invest money that you might need to spend within the next, let's say, 5 years. So if you're like me and your retirement horizon is longer than 5 years, much, much longer than 5 years, you want to make solid investments that are going to grow over the long term. And typically that means staying invested in index funds, mutual funds that are balanced. Never get rattled when you see volatility in the stock market. You really just need to stay calm, turn off the news, and ride it out. Keep dollar cost averaging or putting money in on a frequent basis. Hopefully you're investing for retirement on a monthly basis. Keep doing that because buying shares of investments that have gone down temporarily in value, it's like buying them on sale. You're getting a whole lot more for your money. And then when the price per share goes up, so will your account balance. So I hope that will help you keep a clear head and just maintain a buy and hold strategy that's focused on future growth. Believe me, you've got ample time to recover from any dips in the market that are happening right now. All right, so let's move on to today's topic. You probably heard that on March 3rd, the Central United States Bank, which is known as the Federal Reserve or the Fed, they made a pretty surprising emergency interest rate cut of 0.5%. They cut the federal funds rate 0.5%. That is the largest single rate cut that we've seen since the 2008 financial crisis. So it's a pretty big deal. And the Fed did that because they're anticipating this instability. And so it's their job to maintain stability by raising or lowering the cost of money. While they don't actually change what's going on in the stock market, the move that they make can trickle down and certainly does trickle down into many aspects of our financial lives. And the latest move was an aggressive effort to prepare for any potential problems that could arise in markets due to the spread of the coronavirus. And we certainly know that is happening and will continue to happen. So any rate change that the Fed makes affects so many aspects of our personal finances. In today's podcast, what I want to do is review 6 ways that the most recent rate slash could help or hurt you. And you'll learn some smart moves that you can make now so the lower interest rate will work in your favor. As always, you'll find the notes for the show and the complete archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 629, 6 ways a Fed interest rate cut affects your finances. All right, so let's get into some common ways that the interest rate cut will trickle through the economy and affect your finances. Number one is credit cards. Since most of us have at least one credit card, it's an account that you're likely to see changed by the interest rate cut. Now, as I covered in a previous podcast called What is Credit Card APR, many credit cards come with a variable interest rate that's tied to a financial index, such as the prime rate. Now, when the Fed's benchmark rate that I mentioned, which is the federal funds rate, when that rate changes, the prime rate tends to move in lockstep with it. So that means your card's variable APR can also go down. However, it does depend on the type of card you have and your issuer. Some rewards credit cards that have really high APRs, they may not fall substantially or at all, especially if they offer very generous points or reward programs that are pretty costly to the issuer. They may be a little bit more stingy with bringing the rate down. And also, if your agreement with the issuer doesn't say that the card rate will go down when something like a prime rate decrease occurs, it probably isn't going to go down. So you need to understand what is in the fine print of your card. But I will say for the majority of card holders with variable APRs, you probably will see your rate drop by 0.5% within the next month or two. It usually takes at least one or two billing cycles for you to see that. So for example, if your card's APR is 20%, your adjusted rate could go down to 19.5% within the next billing cycle or two. While 0.5% drop may not seem like a tremendous amount, every little bit helps when you carry a balance from month to month. And if your variable card rate doesn't go down, it may be a really good time to shop for a lower rate card that would cut your interest expense and save you some money. And remember that if you have a fixed rate credit card, its APR is not going to change no matter what's going on with the economy or federal rates. Also note that if you pay off your balance in full each month, which is what I recommend, a credit card's APR is irrelevant because you never pay any interest on your purchases. So pat yourself on the back if you're only making card charges that you pay off in full month after month. All right, the second way that a Fed rate drop will affect you is with mortgages. Many factors affect mortgage rates, including what's happening in the real estate market, the general health of the economy, the inflation rate, and long-term expectations. While the Fed does not control mortgage rates directly, when they cut the federal funds rate, it causes other changes that do affect mortgage rates. The recent interest rate cut makes it easier for banks to lend money at lower rates, which means getting a new mortgage or refinancing an existing mortgage can cost less. So it's a really great time to consider buying a home if you've been on the fence, so to speak. And if you already have a fixed rate mortgage, consider if refinancing it at a lower rate could save you money. You want to contact your lender and find out what fees they require and how long it would take to break even on doing a refinance. A break even is the length of time that you need to own your home before you would start saving money from lower monthly payments on a refinance. If you plan to sell your home soon, such as in the next year or two, doing a refinance on your mortgage probably won't make financial sense unless your rate is really high and you can get, you know, a good bit of savings. Also, you need a certain amount of equity in your home to qualify for a refinance. If your loan-to-value ratio is too high, you just won't be able to take advantage of lower mortgage rates. Remember that today's mortgage rates are still incredibly low from historical standards. So if you can't do a refinance right now for whatever reason, don't worry about it too much because when you're looking at the grand scheme of things, what you're paying is probably pretty darn low compared to what it could have been decades ago. All right, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, which is called an ARM, A-R-M, you'll likely see your mortgage rate tick down. However, it could take several months as these loans generally only reset once or twice a year. Your rate won't go down as much as your variable rate credit card will. Nonetheless, your monthly ARM payment will become more affordable. All right, the third way that a rate cut will affect your finances is with home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs. If you're a homeowner, in addition to a mortgage, you may also have a HELOC. You can think of a HELOC kind of as a mashup of a credit card and a mortgage. It allows you to borrow a portion of your home's equity up to a credit limit set by the lender. Many homeowners use HELOCs to make home repairs, or even to pay for a child's education. HELOC rates are typically variable, so they're going to adjust pretty quickly to the Fed's rate cut. Similar to a credit card, a HELOC rate is generally tied to the prime rate, which tends to follow changes to the federal funds rate. So that's really good news if you have an outstanding balance on your HELOC, because your minimum monthly payment will go down. And it's also a great time to shop for a low-rate HELOC if you have equity in your home that you'd like to tap. The fourth way that a Fed rate cut can affect your finances is auto loans. Auto loans come with fixed interest rates, so the recent Fed rate cut won't affect what you're currently paying on an existing loan. However, if you're in the market for a new car, you might see the rates dip a bit in general. So that could allow you to buy a more expensive vehicle or to get a lower monthly loan payment. The fifth type of account that may be affected are student loans. If you are still paying off federal student loans, they have fixed interest rates, which do not change no matter what's going on in the economy. However, the rate for new federal loans typically adjusts every year in May, and those are based on the Treasury rates. So the Fed's latest rate cut could cause loans distributed for the next academic year to be lower. Now, there are also private education loans, which can have fixed or variable interest rates. They're typically tied to a financial index, which means they can go down when the Fed cuts interest rates. So while you can't refinance federal student loans, you can consolidate federal student loans if you have more than one. With private loans, you can refinance them to lock in a lower fixed rate. So if you've got private student loans, check with your lender to see if refinancing makes sense and could save money. The sixth and final type of account that we'll talk about related to the Fed rate cut is bank savings. As you can see with the five credit accounts that we've just covered, the Fed interest rate is typically beneficial for many borrowers. But the downside to a rate cut is that it squeezes savers. The interest rates that are paid by banks on your savings or money in a money market account will move in step with the federal funds rate. So right now, the average savings is just a fraction of a percent, and it's pretty hard to get a whole lot lower than that. But savings rates could dip still slightly. Other bank products, such as certificates of deposit or CDs and money market accounts, will also move lower. So a wise tip for savers is to shop around for high-yield savings accounts, which typically only come from online banks and nationwide credit unions. The interest payout won't be stellar. You know, it's still going to be relatively low, but it's higher than what you'll get from a traditional brick-and-mortar bank. So doing some shopping to find out how your savings could be put to better use could be a wise move. Even though savings rates are really low, don't let that discourage you from saving and creating a cash cushion in general. You need that to fall back on. And remember that the point of having an emergency fund is to protect your finances if you lose your job, your business income, or you've got unexpected expenses. The goal of your savings account is not to aggressively grow, not to make your cash reserve grow or be subject to any amount of risk. Otherwise, it could be wiped out at the moment you desperately need it. So even though interest earnings on your savings are so low right now and they could go even lower, remember, that's the price that you pay to keep your cash completely safe. That's not the objective with your retirement. With your retirement, you want to make sure that you're investing those funds for long-term growth. But for emergency money, emergency savings, those are short-term, you need to keep those in the bank, even if the interest is pitiful. So I hope this helps you understand that the Fed's recent rate cut is likely to benefit your finances in multiple ways. And I would say if you're struggling with high APR credit cards right now and expensive loans, it's likely because your credit isn't as good as it could be. You know, definitely shop around, find out what is going to be the best for you. If your rates are still high, you really may need to work on your credit. So if you're trying to get approved for a credit account, but you can't because you've got a thin credit file or you're trying to rebuild your credit after going through a financial hardship or a divorce, you're just going to have to keep working at it. And I would say if you're struggling with anything related to credit, I would definitely like to help you. I've got an online class that goes deep into credit education and strategies. It's self-paced and you get lifetime access to all the videos and exercises. So it's a great way to beef up your credit and help you get approved for lower rate products. This is a time that you want to be taking advantage of those as the rates are coming down. So if you want to learn more, just send me a text message. Text the phrase credit course with no space to the number 33444 or visit lauradadams.com to learn more. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. New episodes are released every Wednesday, and when you're subscribed to the show, they automatically show up in your podcast app. So be sure to hit the subscribe button in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.